Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Hey everyone, Eric Vanek here of South Harmon and the America's Game podcast. You can follow me on X at Eric Vanek NFL. Follow South Harmon at South Harmon FF on X as well. And then right here on this channel, make sure you hit the like and subscribe button for this video. We would really appreciate it if you guys did that. But we're here. It's finally the fantasy playoffs, and it is week 15 now that we are going into. Last week, honestly, I didn't do a show just because nothing much happened. Like, it would have been a very short 5-6 minute show at best, and you guys deserve better than that. So skip the week, but we're back for this week. And we had some injuries this week, so have some things to go over here. So we're going to do that. Just a couple things here. We are going to be going over the guys you need for redraft and also our deep dynasty leagues that we, you know, are very much into right now. We are recording this before Monday Night Football, so before the Chargers and Eagles game this evening. So if there is any more injuries tonight in those games, you know, they won't be on this podcast. So let's kick it off with the injuries, actually with the bye weeks. Hey, they're gone. Finally. No more fucking bye weeks. All right. I like that. So please get rid of the week 14 bye weeks, NFL. Please, please, please already get rid of it. But yeah, no more bye weeks. So that's good. Injuries, though. Those, unfortunately, are going to keep piling up as we go. And the first one is a major one, and that is Daniel Jones. It is confirmed, torn Achilles. He is out for the season. It is to the opposite leg that he had the broken leg on. So he's probably going to have to deal with the broken leg, too, on top of this. So, broken leg's not too much to deal with. But, yeah, the torn Achilles, it's going to be a long, rigorous rehab for him, especially tearing it so late in the season. So, he is going to be done for the season. And then, on top of it, his backup, Riley Leonard, the rookie, he is dealing with a little bit of a knee injury. We're just going to have to monitor his status for right now. But I think Riley Leonard will be fine. I don't think it's too much of an issue, but yeah, something we're just going to have to monitor. Tyrod Taylor, he suffered a groin injury and did not return to the game. Justin Fields was also ruled out before the game started, so he wasn't available either. So Brady Cook is the one who came in. We'll get to him in a moment. But yeah, Tyrod Taylor, just monitor his status. Aaron Glenn did come out today and said basically, you know, whoever gets the most 50, you know, the first team reps is probably going to start this week. So kind of monitor that for the Jets quarterback if you even want to monitor the Jets quarterback. Geno Smith, he left with a shoulder injury, did not return. We need to monitor his status going forward as well. And then Jaden Daniels, he did leave the game with an elbow injury. Monitor his status. Honestly, Washington is a big dumpster fire. Just bench him. Just sit him down for the rest of the year. Let him get healthy. Don't let him just take these, you know, unnecessary hits that he's been taking. Like 31-0 against a shitty Vikings team with J.J. McCarthy in there who looked like, you know, Brett Favre out there this week. Come on. Let's just sit down Jaden Daniels and not risk him for the future. Running back injuries, we did have a couple. Devin Achane, rib injury. Sounds like he's feeling fine today, so I'm not too worried about that, but just wanted to mention it because he did leave the game. Keaton Mitchell, he suffered a knee injury in the third quarter. He did not return. He was looking pretty good, and he was kind of like the Ravens' backup running back now with Justice Hill out for the season pretty much. So Keaton Mitchell, he suffered that knee injury late in the game. We'll just have to monitor his status. And then on Sunday Night Football, Nick Chubb, he suffered a rib injury in the second quarter and did not return. So monitor Nick Chubb's status as well. Wide receivers, only a couple this week. CeeDee Lamb on Thursday Night Football, concussion, monitor his status. It sounds like everything so far is progressing nicely, so I think he has a legit shot to play this week still, especially with the extra couple days in the protocol there. So that is good news. And then Cedric Tillman and Malachi Corley for the Browns both suffered concussions. They left the game, monitor their status, but it's the Browns wide receivers. You're not playing them anyways. Tight ends, Elijah Arroyo, knee injury late in the fourth quarter and did not return. Pretty much lost rookie season, but he's only, you know, contributed a little bit here and there, so not a big issue. Darnell Washington, same thing. Head injury in the second quarter, did not return. Monitor his status. He's kind of been like the Steelers' leader at snaps at tight end, even though he's like not doing much receiving work. David Njoku re-injured his knee again in the second quarter, didn't return. Just shut him down. Like, it's not helping. Just shut Njoku down for the year. And then Zach Ertz, very bad knee injury. Didn't look very good from all the camera stuff that we've seen. That might just be a wrap on his career, to be honest with you. So in dynasty leagues, I'm dropping Zach Ertz. I'm sorry. I'm just going to drop him. Like, if he returns, like, it looked like a multiple knee ligament injury or, you know, one of those things, and he's already 35, 36, returning from that, and probably going to miss most of next year, too, on top of it. Yeah, no thanks. I'll just drop him. So, yeah, that is it for the injuries. Let's get into the waivers. Redraft quarterback this week's Marcus Mariota, if he is the starter, he would be against the Giants. I don't mind that one. Jackson Dart versus Washington. If somebody dropped him this week because he was on bye, Jackson Dart is a good one. And then Bryce Young versus the Saints. I think that could be a nice one too. Coming off of the bye, hopefully Bryce Young looks a little bit better here. So I like that one. Dynasty quarterback. So Riley Leonard. Daniel Jones' Achilles injury out for the year. And there's also no timetable return on Anthony Richardson either. Anthony Richardson might just miss the rest of the season. So it might be the Riley Leonard show here going forward. And if you've paid attention to my stuff this year, I'm a big Riley Leonard guy for Dynasty because of his rushing ability. Now, he didn't run a ton in this game. Actually going to pull that up real quick while I have it here. So just bear with me one moment. Here we go. Game book. So Riley Leonard, he had 2 carries for 5 yards and the rushing touchdown. So I expect Riley Leonard to have a lot more rushing opportunities and rushing yards going forward. He could be, you know, kind of like what Tim Tebow was back in the day. Not saying the passing numbers are going to be pretty much. He's going to have growing pains. He's going to have mistakes. He's a rookie. Like, but it's, you know, it's somebody that you should probably spend the rest of your fab budget on if he's available in your league, to be honest with you. I think a lot of us would have laughed at, oh, Drew Locke or, ooh, Tommy DeVito. I'm not spending any money on those guys in my best ball leagues. Guess what, guys? And 2 years ago, Jake Browning, same thing. Those guys won me championships. Tommy DeVito, Jake Browning were in my championship best ball winning roster. Tommy DeVito and Jake Browning. Imagine saying that at the end of the, you know, beginning of the year. So Riley Leonard, 100% could be in your best ball starting lineup week 17 for your championship game because he runs for 60 yards and a touchdown and maybe throws for 2 more. Very, very possible. So I am spending whatever fab I have left to get Riley Leonard if I need a quarterback. Even if I don't need the quarterback and I want to have an extra quarterback going into the fantasy playoffs here, I'm going to go ahead and do it. So Riley Leonard, especially in our dynasty leagues, best ball leagues, I am making the effort to spend the money on him. Brady Cook. So if Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields cannot go, Brady Cook would start for the New York Jets. I don't like Brady Cook. I don't think he's very good, but same vein as Riley Leonard. If he's a starter, he probably is worth something. So, but that's only maybe a 1 week guy, maybe 2 weeks. So just, you know, monitor your expectations there. And then Kenny Pickett, if Geno Smith is unable to go, Kenny Pickett would be the starter there for the Vegas Raiders. So if he's available, that could be worth a pickup. Redraft running back. So I only had one, and that is just in case the Achan injury is a little more serious than we think. So far, it sounds like it's not very serious, but one of them mentioned Jalen Wright anyway. So he played 34 snaps, which was 52%. He ran 6 routes, 2 targets, didn't catch anything, but he had 24 carries, 107 yards, and a touchdown. So he pretty much ran right through the Jets defense. Everybody did. Like, Achan, before he left, had like 90-something yards. So Jalen Wright, if he's available, looks like he would be the guy right now over Ollie Gordon, who he played over quite a bit last week. dynasty running backs. So Rasheen Ali, 27 snaps, which is 34%, 17 routes, 3 targets, 2 catches, 11 yards, and 1 carry for 2 yards. He was pretty much, neck and neck there with Keaton Mitchell, and then obviously Mitchell went out, and Ali played a little bit more. So with Justice Hill out, and maybe Keaton Mitchell out, Rasheen Ali could step up here as the RB2 for the Ravens. So that is definitely worth a pickup in most leagues. I didn't write him on here, but we'll mention Dare Ugamwale for the Texans. Now, he didn't do anything after Chubb went. He did have a rushing... that was last week. I think he had the rushing touchdown. But he is like the third running back, and now he'd be the second running back if Chubb is out. They pretty much just gave everything to Woody Marks last night. Like, they didn't use another running back after Chubb went out. So just want to mention his name out there so he's at least out there. Redraft wide receivers. I think this one's interesting, and that's Pat Bryant, who is second on the team in wide receiver snaps and routes and all that stuff, behind Cortland Sutton. Troy Franklin was fifth in routes and snaps and all that, so that's interesting. But 35 snaps, which was 47% for Pat Bryant, 29 routes. He had 5 targets, 4 catches for 32 yards. He's coming on lately, guys, and he could be a guy down the stretch here where I think he could sneak in and maybe provide something for you. I kind of like Pat Bryant here, so he's starting to figure it out, and he's getting better and better and better each week. So Pat Bryant, definitely want to mention him. Dynasty wide receiver, so I have quite a few here for you. Ryan Flournoy obviously leads it off. He had 13 targets, 9 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown on Thursday Night Football, with CeeDee Lamb going out, and then a lot of focus went to George Pickens. Flournoy has easily been their wide receiver 3 for the last couple months. Jalen Tolbert is nowhere to be found. He's non-existent. Kevontae Turpin plays his little bit of a role, but Flournoy, if he's out there and available, this is the time to pick him up. Gabe Davis, wanted to mention him as well. 37 snaps, 58%, 27 routes, 2 targets, 2 catches, 21 yards. And the last 2 weeks, he's led the Bills in wide receiver snaps. So Gabe Davis is starting to take over as the number one wide receiver here for the Buffalo Bills going forward. Adam Thielen, I know he got dropped a lot, so he could be out there. 25 snaps, 48%, 11 routes, only 1 target, caught it for 4 yards. And this is for the Pittsburgh Steelers, guys. He got released and signed with Pittsburgh. And playing here for Pittsburgh could be pretty decent for him. Like, he could have a little connection here with Rodgers, and they need it. He stepped into a new team for 1 week and already was second in the team in snaps and routes and all that. So, pretty interesting. Gage Larvadan from the Cleveland Browns. If Cedric Tillman and Malachi Corley do miss, Gage Larvadan, 29 snaps, 42% of the snaps, 20 routes, 3 targets. He caught 2 of them for 18 yards. Just wanted to throw his name out there if you just need a guy to pick up on the stash on the end of your bench. Noah Brown, this is an interesting one. First game back all season, hasn't played all year. 32 snaps, 62% of the snaps, which led the team, tied the team lead with Terry McLaurin. 25 routes, 2 targets, 1 catch for 19 yards. So he is thrown right back into a starting role. So if he's available, I would pick him up. Mason Tipton, he is the Saints wide receiver 3. He had 26 snaps, 13 routes, wasn't targeted. But if you look at his stats the last couple of weeks, like, he's been playing, 80% of the snaps every week, and he's somebody that should be picked up in best ball leagues especially. And then last is Jack Besh, the Raiders wide receiver. 42 snaps, which is 82%, 31 routes, 6 targets, 6 for 50 yards. His best game yet as a pro. Dante Thornton was out. It was nice to see Jack Besh get in there and do something. Tight ends, redraft tight ends. Isaiah Likely, 48 snaps, which is 60%, 22 routes, 5 targets, 4 catches, 25 yards, and a touchdown. Should have had a touchdown last week as well. He's been playing a lot better, and, tight end is very hard to find. He could be somebody you could throw in, and he could do pretty well for you. So Isaiah Likely, if he's available in your redraft leagues, pick him up. Gunnar Helm, he's been playing more than Chig Okonkwo the last couple weeks. This week wasn't as good, but the previous couple weeks, he was in double-digit points in your tight end premium leagues. So Gunnar Helm, 44 snaps, which was 67%. He only ran 13 routes, 2 targets, 1 catch for 8 yards in this game, but he's somebody that's slowly starting to take over as the starting tight end here. So that's somebody you need to pick up. And then Colby Parkinson, 48 snaps, which was 69%, 22 routes, 5 targets, 3 catches, 32 yards, and a touchdown. I think that's 3 or 4 weeks in a row with a touchdown for Parkinson, and he is taken over as the Rams tight end one. They also use Davis Allen quite a bit, and they use Terrence Ferguson quite a bit. So it is a 3-way fuckfest, unfortunately, but something we're going to have to monitor here. And then dynasty tight ends. So the two I have here are the Washington guys. Ben Sinnott, 13 snaps, 25%, 3 routes, 1 target, 1 catch, 8 yards. I think he would be the guy that replaces Zach Ertz here going forward. And that's what I'm hoping to see. Like, they have to see what they have in this kid. Like, it's been 2 years now, almost 2 years. We have to see what this fucking kid's got. You drafted him this high, like, he's got to play. And if he doesn't do anything the rest of the season, I'm done. Out. Good. Gonzo. See ya. Bye. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. And then I want to mention John Bates. He's probably going to be more of the blocker that's there, but 32 snaps, 62%. He ran 11 routes, wasn't targeted at all. They also have Colson Yankoff as well. Yes, funny name. I know it's I love it, but if he is available too, that could be a super deep league pickup, but I'm hoping it's Sinnott, and we'll see what he's got going forward. John Bates, probably just going to be the blocker, but if he's going to play that many snaps, you know, he could fall into the end zone at some point. So just wanted to bring those guys up to you this week. Nothing too crazy here, but it is playoff weeks, guys, so hopefully you did make your playoffs. Hopefully you are able to pick up some of these guys to help your playoff run. So congratulations if you did make it into your playoffs, and good luck if you made it too. So I know I made quite a few, going to be grinding here the next couple days, but appreciate you guys all tapping in for this every single week. We'll be back for the next 2 weeks, week 16 and 17, and I might do a week 18 kind of a deep playoff or a end of season waiver run show, which is guys that were dropped during the year that may be out there available for you that you could pick up and kind of sneak onto your roster. So look out for that episode as well. But appreciate you guys tapping in for this. We'll be back next week for week 16 of the Waiver Wire Show.